Doing?
Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about.
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Oh, I'm so happy. I can't even feel my arms.
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting you live from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington. 99201, live from Studio C, second floor, Digital World Broadcast Center of the KXOY building. It is a Wednesday. It is the 10th day of July, 7/10/24. And welcome, fellas. How are we?
Pretty wonderful.
How
most
hot
excellent.
Is it? Okay.
Happy hump day. I do think I had a little issue last night.
Heat issue?
Either my CPAP machine, I can get a little leaky out my mouth.
Mm.
I do wear a big strap around my head.
Nice.
To try to keep my mouth shut.
Man,
wouldn't that be nice if I brought it in?
I was wondering if you would, yeah.
Oh, he beat you to it, Jay.
Yeah.
They sell straps, and all the straps that I bought have not worked. So I made a homemade one, and it's been working great. But this morning feels like air blew through my throat all night long.
A little dry?
Yeah, and so I don't know if it was air coming out or if it was air going in somehow. But either way, my mouth must have been open. So I got a little, I feel a little raspy.
You ever bite your lip when you're sleeping?
Maybe so, because I randomly will get a canker sore or something.
Yeah.
Where you're like, well, where did that go? I don't remember doing that.
Why is my lip swollen for some reason? Yeah, I don't know. That's weird.
Mm. Where are you hurting?
Just the upper lip today. No big deal. It's like I got punched. Maybe I did. Maybe got, maybe
you bit it last night?
Maybe got bit by a spider.
Ooh.
That could happen.
I mean, with the heat, a lot of them are coming in the house. They all want out of the heat,
boy,
too.
Boy, Jay, I noticed that.
Oh,
they were
man.
Every, I had to kill two of them yesterday.
Man, they're just...
relocate them.
Uh-huh. To heaven?
Spider heaven.
Yeah, okay, that's great.
Spider heaven, spider heaven.
Well, I like
that's
it.
That's all I got.
That was enough, yeah.
That was enough.
That was probably plenty.
It was, yeah.
I mean, I don't blame them for wanting in. I don't really like that, but, you know...
Yeah, but the deal is, listen, I don't mind if you come in, but you gotta do your part. Like, leave a little money or something to help pay for the air conditioning.
You want to charge them rent.
Yeah, you want the AC. I understand.
Yeah.
We all do. But if you're not going to
That was weird. Did you hear that right as you said that? That was crazy. You go, we all want the AC. You want the AC. We all do it. And right then, poof. You can
I
hear
don't know
the,
if everyone's building is like that, but ours is. Every time it comes on, it's just a big
ba-boom. You can hear it. Yeah, yeah. Which is a great feeling when it starts to get hot and then you hear it and then you're like, thank you.
I'm very afraid that my air conditioning unit is going to go out. Remember when we used to when I would broadcast from home for all those years?
Yeah, and it would be loud.
And it was always.
Yeah, you could hear it whining in the background. Yeah, yeah.
Well, it was always working, and it wasn't too long ago a maintenance guy came and changed the filters.
Okay.
And he's like, oh, boy. Yeah, I don't know how much longer that one's going to last.
Oh, boy. Of course it's going to go out when it's 105.
And so I'm like, well, yeah, now's the time, right, that it's just going to go. And I noticed it because I just kept putting it cooler.
Yeah.
Because my room was 10 degrees hotter than the rest of the house.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, that's wrong, guys.
But the good news is I don't think the HVAC guys are busy.
No, they're not. I'm sure they would get right out.
Oh, no.
They'd get right out.
Parts readily available.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would honestly be like, hey, if you guys have the unit, just drop it off. We'll see if we can hook it up.
Oh, man.
I feel like with TJ there, we got a shot.
Oh, for sure. You guys manufacturing. I mean, that strap you put on your head last night worked really well. So
yeah, well, that strap has been... It's getting a little worn out.
Yeah, so
I got to figure out where to buy. Hey, Roberta, where do I buy like 3-inch.
Oh, wide?
Elastic.
3-inch wide, I would imagine.
Yeah, 3 uh-huh. inches wide.
Uh-huh.
Then by however long I need to make it to strap around my head.
Why is this a question for her?
Because she knows all the answers.
Roberta knows that type kind.
Yeah.
And I'm sure Joanne Fabrics, right? Like they have elastic, big, thick elastic, right?
I mean, I'm sure they do, Kevin.
As I started to ask it, I realized, oh, that's where it's going to be. It's at a fabric store.
A frat store.
Fabric store.
What's a frat store?
But then I need some Velcro on it.
Yeah.
Well, actually, what I've done is use the Velcro from my DJ cables. I have like the long strips of Velcro. They're very thin, and they're probably like 6 inches long. So I use those to Velcro it together.
I'm nothing against Joanne Fabrics, but that's one of the stories that I just am like,
oh, you can't do it.
I go in and I'm just like, there's just literally nothing in here. I mean, there's everything in there, but there's nothing in there that I care about. And that's on me, not on them, because I know what it is. But my wife will be like, hey, we're going to stop real quick at Joanne Fabrics. And every time I'm like, oh, God.
Hold on, 3-inch elastic bandage was Velcro? Whoa, that might be exactly what I need.
He's instantly shopping.
Well, no, because that's not what I want.
Don't tell me.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
The two things that old guys say while you're washing your cars. Hey, you're going to wash the paint off that. Or, when you're done with that one, why don't you get a hold of mine?
Yep.
Kevin James.
And I finally had to ask the man who had painted my car, can I actually wash the paint off of it? And he laughed in my face. I actually thought, well, maybe you could wash the paint off.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
How hot is it? Okay. They see they canceled the night market tonight, Kevin.
Oh, yeah. They cancel that thing every time it's over 95 degrees.
Is that right? Is that like
I think that's the threshold.
Yeah.
If is that legit, or are you just saying that?
No, for real. If it's 96 or over, I think that's when they cancel it. They canceled it a ton last year, too. Hmm. And I guess it makes sense. Who the heck wants to stand outside and try to sell a cucumber when it's 105? And it's right there. They're on the blacktop.
It's probably pretty warm.
I don't think it's terrible for the...
For the cucumber?
It's not great for the people shopping.
Ah.
But I think the vendors, it's pretty miserable be there for 4 hours.
Oh, heavens, yes. That would be not great. That's an understatement.
So, yeah, cancel.
We decided to do backyard games at my house yesterday in the middle of the afternoon. That's very smart. I don't know, because the kids were over and we were like, hey, let's play Can Jam in the sun.
Now, you do have a pool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was a lot of that.
Which is the ultimate.
There was a lot of jumping in between rounds, if you will.
That really makes a difference.
Yeah, yeah.
Although the pool could be a little warm right now.
Probably 80.
Really? That's it?
Yeah.
No, it has to be hotter than that.
No.
Do you not have a cover on it, bro?
yeah, it's
really.
I checked on Sunday. It was 80 on Sunday, so it might be a little warmer, but
it sure.
Or I guess
that
was Monday. Yeah.
It seems like it would be 90.
No, I mean it doesn't heat up that much. There's a lot of water. I don't know if you know.
I know, but my brother had a pool with a lot of water.
Yeah.
It feels like it would get up to, and I know he wasn't running a heater. Mr. Cheapy Pants.
Cheapy Pants is great.
Yeah,
what a great name.
Yeah, he no way he was running a heater. But who knows? That may have been later in the summer.
Yeah, it'll get hot.
I have a great way to cool off. It's
okay.
A video I saw on TikTok yesterday. A little game called Jet Roulette.
Jet Roulette.
I want to play this so bad.
Okay.
How bad?
So bad, Steve, that I will go to someone's house that has this setup. All you need, garden hose.
Got it.
And one of those spray jets that you put on that has these settings on it.
Oh.
Like where you can rotate it into different positions.
Oh, yeah.
Jet will take your skin off.
There's the jet, but then there's the spray, the shower,
angle,
all the ones in between.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
There's so many different settings. So what they do is they hold it. Someone sits there like in a lawn chair or just stands there. And then you just say, pick a number. And they're like 5. And so you turn it 5 times. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then shoot the person. Really fun.
That's fun.
I was like, okay, that is a fun way to cool off.
I mean, you want mist at that point, not jet, I would
think.
Yeah.
You do. It is funny, though, when they get
Soaker's
jet.
Soaker's not bad.
They get a jet a couple times, the one video I saw, where it was fine except for the kid who took it right in the forehead.
Yeah,
right. But he laughed.
There's nothing like water right to the forehead.
Yeah, jet roulette. Yeah, I like it.
It was a very fun game, and what a great way to cool off.
For sure, and inexpensive.
Hello, my name is Producer Steve. Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Steve.
I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Producer.
Mm-hmm. Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show the one and only Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Hey, hey.
Oh, good morning. A little bit of a rough start to this morning.
What happened?
Well, Lila just qualified for the Cabela's giveaway.
Yes, congratulations.
Which, yeah, very exciting. And...
oh, that's a new twist of very nice, Kevin. Did you notice that?
Very
exciting.
Very nice.
I'm trying to mix it up.
Yeah, man. Wow.
And, you know, I have trouble hearing sometimes.
Uh-huh.
And also trouble communicating.
Okay.
And
good choice of a career then.
Yeah, I know. So, you know, I like to check with people. I got the right phone number, the right address.
I think that's
that
right. You're very diligent.
Yeah. So she was giving me her information, and you know how it pops up if someone has already won previously?
Correct,
yeah,
yes.
Sure. They're in the system.
In our system, yeah. Correct, Kevin.
So I think she had won like a year ago or something.
Okay.
And so I was typing, your information popped up. Let me just make sure everything's still all right. I go, is this your number? And I started, you know, saying numbers. And I was like, wait a minute. I think I said too many numbers. And I gave like 11 digits and I repeated something. And she goes, oh, yeah, it's early. And
yeah. 509-441-0999-824.
Yeah.
What? No.
And I don't know. Have you ever had that happen, though, where I don't know what it is. Should there be like a – how can you prevent that?
Prevent saying too many numbers in a phone number?
Yeah.
I mean, just say the number.
Pay attention? I don't know.
I don't know that there's a trick that most people need.
Yeah.
I don't know because I don't know what I was doing. I think I like went beyond –
Did you start like reading her address or something at some point?
No, it was all the number.
Well, are you okay? Did you get heat stroke yesterday?
My first
Were you
tip,
outside? Well, we know that wasn't true.
No, he was not outside. The first tip would be just to do it the way it's, you know, like the 509.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then
break it up.
You know, 879 and then 6229. Like say it that way. Don't do the thing where you.
Whose number was that?
Some people, I don't, just random numbers I pulled out of my head.
Okay.
Don't do this thing
your head.
Where some people do this, where it's like 509-87-276-4. No,
yeah, that's weird.
Don't do that.
Just I have heard that. That's
do it exactly the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah. I tried to do that, but I think this time I messed it up because I went 509 and then I was doing two digits instead of three.
That's what are you doing?
Was it because Lila was friendly and sounded cute and you just panicked?
No, I just read it wrong.
Do you have, this is a serious question.
Okay.
Did you ever do, or I guess once you have it, you always have it, like dyslexia? Anything like that?
Maybe I should look into that. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, Billy just texted you did it to him yesterday too when he qualified.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe I do it a lot more than I thought.
We've got a phone number issue. Maybe. That would explain why none of our winners are getting contacted.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
35 births, 87 children.
All I can think of is how many pairs of shoes at the front door that you can trip over.
Oh, my gosh. Holy cow.
Kevin James.
Can we put the shoes away? Can we just pick up our shoes?
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Never happened. It's never happened. Never tripped on shoes at the front door, ever.
No.
Oh, stop.
That was just a fake scenario.
There's stuff going on today. We've got some stuff to give away, like, I don't know, Frozen tickets to the Broadway musical Frozen. We've got those. We've got some last-second Megan Maroney tickets for you. That concert is coming up on Friday.
Whoa.
I know. I don't know. Steve's going to look around and see if we have any cruise tickets left in there that we didn't give away, because the cruise, I don't know if you know this, Kevin, the cruise on Lake Coeur d'Alene tomorrow.
It's tomorrow night.
Yeah, we'll see if we can, I don't know if we have any of those left, but we'll see if we have those left. More qualifying for the $5,000 shopping spree to Cabela's. All of that this morning. So lots to do, including the Audio Vault brought to you by Outlaw Barbecue and Cater Market. Dolly made me sad today. I heard bits and pieces of an interview, and she was talking about, you know, well, I've done a lot.
Yeah.
And now I'm writing my final chapter.
I'll do some more things, hopefully. You know, like my Broadway musical and yeah. other things. My life story is that. I'm sure there'll be other projects, but for the most part, yeah. I've written most of the chapters. I'm on my last chapter because of my, you know, my age and everything, but I want it to really be the best one. I want the story to end really well.
I mean,
it is that harsh reality that
she's not lying.
You know, you get there and you go, yeah. listen, I mean, we all should have the every day as a gift thing, right?
Absolutely,
It's a lot harder when you're young. When you're old, you start to go, listen, I know my days here are numbered compared. I've lived a lot more life than I'm going to live, but let's make it the best.
Yeah, 78 years old.
I feel like she will do a good job of that.
Yeah, I think you're right. She also made me laugh, though. She talked about, you know, writing good lyrics and how it happens.
Sometimes if I get a good line, I go, yes, where'd that come from? You know, it has to be something divine out there because I'm too stupid to have thought of that.
Tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen.
Like my line of tumble out of bed and stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition. That just rolled right out. I hadn't even thought about it.
It's a great line.
And then when I thought of that one, I went, wow, that's as good as this cup of coffee is going to be.
So again, did she got Dolly on us, and she made me laugh.
It is great. Like, sometimes those things just come to you,
they
right?
I think the best ones do, don't they?
Yeah.
I mean, you know all the songs we've written.
Still working on a couple.
Okay. Let's see. You know, LeBron, they're interviewing LeBron James because of a lot of reasons lately. He's been in the news. I mean, he's on the U.S. Olympic team,
pictures of the U.S. Olympic team I can't get enough of, because, first of all, that team is absolutely frightening. When you look at it, you're just like, that team looks so good. And, well, they are so good. And then there's Mark Few.
Man, I'm telling you what.
Little Mark Few just standing there with them.
My son said to me yesterday, I was looking at my phone, he's like, what are you smiling about so much? And I was watching the Instagram story with Team USA and Coach Few. And, they had the interview of the, I don't know if you saw it, Kev, I'm sure you probably did, but had the interview of Coach Few, just clips of it.
I did
it.
Not see the interview.
Oh, my gosh. And I was just sitting there grinning from ear to ear. And I texted our buddy Josh last night from GU, and I was like, I can't get enough of this. This is the greatest thing ever. Besides the fact that, I mean, we're fortunate enough to know Coach Few a little bit.
Yeah.
He's one of the assistant coaches for Team USA. Are you kidding me right now?
And it's not like there's 14 assistant coaches.
No, there's three assistants.
And it's just like,
he's the only college coach. It's just,
there's Mark Few.
And there was a great picture of him and Eric Spoelstra, and Coach Few's cracking him up. You could tell he's telling him a story.
Yeah.
Have you seen that picture?
I have not.
Oh, let me see. I think I may have screenshot it, Kevin.
I can imagine it, him talking, Spoelstra laughing.
Oh, it was.
I can paint the picture.
There he is right there. He's just being Mark, you know, and Spoelstra's right. Cracking up, laughing his head off, and you're like, yeah. I mean,
either I hope it wasn't Coach was trying to give him a play, and Spoelstra was like,
now I guarantee he was telling him a story.
We don't do that.
Yeah, I mean, it was just great.
This is Team USA, bud.
Yeah. So, good job, Coach Few. Congrats on that.
It is really cool. Yeah, it's like as he said, it's the highest honor you can have.
Oh, without question.
And I saw one of his quotes, probably from that interview you speak of, where he said, it's just surreal at moments.
Oh, it's got to be. I mean,
the greatest players in the world, and you're out there with him.
Right. What do you even say to him at that point?
Well, knowing Coach Few, he probably says all the things he wants to say.
Do you give him the Rob Sacre talk that Robbie say, Rob, just catch the ball and put it in the basket. Put it in the basket.
Do you think he said to anybody what he has said to Gonzaga guys in the past? Well, what's with the tattoos? You have such beautiful skin. Why are you ruining your skin?
I don't know.
He says that to multiple people?
He has said that to players many times in the past, yeah. don't be doing it. It ruins your beautiful skin. I could see him saying it to LeBron James. What's up with the Chosen One tattoo in your back? Such a nice back.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
It's going to feel weird to not back into the spot, but I think I'm going to pull in nose first because I think I can get the cab of the truck into the shade.
Sure.
Kevin James.
Is there a reason you do that?
Back in?
Yeah.
Because he's a man.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Now let's clear that up. I know some ladies who back it in as well.
Sure. Yeah.
Because they have trucks.
Right. Trucks, man. I started looking around. Oh, Steve's calling the hotline. Oh.
Well, why is Steve calling the hotline? Steve. That's very weird. What's happening?
Well, I was walking around the building today, and Steve was following me around the building. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Jay. Hi, Kevin.
He was following me around the building, as he's known to do, Kev. You know how that works.
Yeah.
And we began noticing that, I mean, we've talked about the random stuff in our studio before.
Our studio's got a lot of
randoms. It's filled with just... Well, like right now, I was looking at the back of this, and I'd forgotten that it was here, but there's a Mr. Coffee maker here.
Yeah.
That was from, like, what, the 80s, maybe?
One pot.
Yeah.
I mean, one cup.
Yeah, it's like, it's very, very small. And I brought it from home on March, like, or maybe it was June 1st, 2020. And it's still sitting here. We haven't used it in over 3 years, but it's here if we need it. We ever need the Mr. Coffee maker. It's just we have very unusual stuff. The walls are insane. We have all kinds of weird stuff on the walls here in the studio. Behind me, then Steve yesterday goes, well, this is also weird because I have hand lotion next to my Frank's Red Hot sauce. So he was like, don't get confused on that.
Oh, yeah, that one is definitely want to make sure you got the right one.
Also, I have on the back counter here a Reba McEntire cassette.
Yeah, we don't have any way to play that.
No, we don't. A entire coffee cup full of scotch tape.
Wait, what do you mean? Like
handy,
wrapped up?
No, just all these like little.
Like
ones.
A scotch tape
like
ball.
These, like these little ones.
Oh yeah, the ones you wrap Christmas presents with.
Right. Thank you, Ken.
You just have those in a coffee cup.
Yeah.
What does it fit? Two?
I think there's four of them.
No, there is
not. Well, some of them are without the plastic thing that.
Okay.
It's stuck in there.
That I can believe. Refills.
And then what was it we saw on the counter, Steve?
The chicken bouillon flavored powder. Yeah.
Well,
although probably great for...
what are we using?
Well, what do you use chicken bouillon for? Come on, Jay.
At the
chicken
station? Flavor.
I would imagine it belongs to one of two people. Anthony, who eats at the station every day,
mm-hmm.
or Ian, who eats at the station a lot. And I feel like...
Are you just sprinkling that on your food? Is that how that works?
Just some flavor, I bet.
Huh.
Ian eats a lot of noodles.
Okay, maybe that's...
So I can see him maybe sprinkling it on his noodles.
I'm going to see how long that sits there, because I got a feeling that that's just was somehow brought here, and I don't know that anybody's using it, and I don't know how long it's going to sit.
Yeah.
Also, there's a 5-pound bag of sugar sitting next to the printer.
Yeah, I'm staring at that right now.
Wait, what printer?
That one right there, right outside the door.
It's on the floor?
I
guarantee you that was us.
I guarantee it was, too.
That was us. Why it got left by the printer, I don't know.
I have no idea. Stuff gets moved. And then what's on the cabinet out there, Steve? There's like around the corner, there's some...
Well, the sugar is very full, by the way.
I know. Well, I don't think we used much of it. What did we do, make Kool-Aid one day or something?
Oh, who knows, Jay? I don't remember, but I'm sure it was us.
Monica says ramen noodles. You could put the chicken-flavored bouillon on the ramen noodles.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, maybe.
Hmm. Well, you know, on this cabinet that I'm looking at over here, you got your typical stuff, you know, your Kleenex, your garbage bags, your, you know, lots of screws and bolts and things like that.
Screws and bolts?
I just lay around.
Our engineers love to leave stuff laying around.
Yeah, I don't know. And then there's a timer, you know, one of those like sand timers that you like can flip up and down.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, like from a board game.
Yeah. So that's hanging outside here on the cabinet.
Can you bring that in here so that we can use it today?
Yeah, that's actually a good idea.
I'll make up a game for it.
That's a good idea.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll bring that in. I got some crushed red pepper from the Domino's Domino's thing. That must have wound up. I don't know how that wound up out here.
Here's what happens. I know what happens. That's a big cabinet, and people will walk by and set stuff on there.
Sure.
And then forget, and then they'll just continue on their day, and then they go, I wonder what I did with that crushed red pepper. And that game timer.
That? Yeah.
Yeah. I guess I should turn this timer upside down so I know how long we're going on.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yep.
Yeah. Got to keep the time. There's also a cream swirl peaches and cream sucker.
Sucker?
Ooh. I'm interested.
Yeah. Huh.
I love peach. I'm drinking a peach drink today.
A peaches and cream
might
sucker.
Go great with it.
Yeah, it would.
Seems like is that like community stuff where we can take whatever's on there?
I think
right?
So, yeah. I think it's just up for grabs. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm grabbing it. there's also some Tussin DM Max, Walgreens, I guess, what is that, cough medicine?
Yeah, you don't want that.
Boy, that stuff is expensive. I can't believe they're just letting it lay around.
Yeah, it seems awfully full, more full than the sugar.
Kevin wants the sucker. I'm going to take the screws and bolts and the nuts and all the rest of that stuff. You can't get enough of that stuff, Kevin.
Yeah.
I got a coffee can at my house that needs refill.
Yeah. I don't know where this can't be safe. Just for wherever they came from.
Usually there's also tools on top of that cabinet. You ever notice that? There'll just be like a random drill and there'll be like you know, some nut drivers and some screwdrivers. And you're like, oh, wow. Project
did... There is a screwdriver over here, but that's by all these wires and things.
The wires that are laying on the floor or the wires that are actually attached to stuff?
I guess those are on the floor. Well, you know, the side here where there's all this equipment.
Right.
There's some wires on the floor, and there's just a screwdriver kind of chilling.
Yeah. Well, it's so much easier than having to get one and bring it up when you just know, I'm probably not done with this. I'll leave the screwdriver.
Right. Where's that screwdriver? I left it upstairs.
Is halfway through, by the way.
Oh, your timer's halfway through, yeah. I mean, can just see the engineers. Where's that screwdriver? It's upstairs chilling.
Chilling.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it's doing.
Yeah.
It's just hanging out there, man.
I don't know if we're the only place that has that much weird random stuff laying around or if there's other places that have that stuff.
Yeah, I got to imagine there are some places. I would imagine also there's a lot of offices that are just a little more professional. And if they saw stuff like that, they have somebody that cleans it up. Part of the problem is, how many women work upstairs here?
One.
Right. And she's the boss who is not here all the time. She's in other buildings. Yep. She's got other stuff
Most
to
time,
do.
Most time, yeah, right.
She doesn't have a lot of time to clean up. And so it's like... Yeah, I think that's the problem. It's just a bunch of dudes who don't care.
It's like a garage with a kitchen in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, this is cool. There's a Brady Bunch coffee mug with popsicle sticks inside.